and welcome to today's podcast, where we will discuss the important topic of Leonardo DiCaprio's never-ending attractiveness and his role as a snack at every age. We will each go through and evaluate our favorite DiCaprio films and what makes him a snack in each one. After, we will debate whether or not he remains a snack today.
Leo DiCaprio started his career in 1991 at the age of 17 with his debut in Critters 3. He later went on to star in This Boy's Life in 1993 at the age of 19. Based on this early work of his, we can assert that he is still a snack.
Chloe and I'll be discussing why I think Leonardo DiCaprio looked best in Romeo and Juliet, which came out in 1996 when he was at a ripe age of 22. For me, young Leonardo DiCaprio really encompasses everything that a teen girl loves. He's just attractive. He's sad. He's broody. He's like great. He's, you know, half shirtless, half the movie. I think he's really great. Mariah, what do you think?
I agree.
Mariah agrees with my statement because it's pretty much fact. So another thing I really like about him in Romeo and Juliet is he really showed that he was more than just a pretty face, that he was a beautiful actor, because he literally learned Shakespeare, took that medieval language and applied it to a modern context where he had to pretend to be like a young boy fighting around in like a gang Verona scene with like a gun instead of a sword, and really adapted it. And I think that the movie is really amazing, and I think Leonardo DiCaprio is the reason it is amazing, and his attractiveness is just another thing. So based on this, I'm going to say the verdict is that he is still a snack.
Made in 1997, Leonardo DiCaprio was 23, and one of my favorite scenes in this movie is when Jack and Rose on the bow of the ship. Jack stands on the ship's railing and grabs Rose's arms as she extends them out and exclaims, "I'm flying." The couple shares their first kiss, and the scene was so popular that many couples on the cruise ships try to recreate it. This has led ships to cordon off the bow area for safety reasons. What do you think, Chloe?
I definitely think that when one is evaluating the entire career of Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the best actors alive, that they essentially go straight to this boat scene that you were describing. They really do think it is one of his iconic roles, where he says a simple line and she says a simple line, and it just becomes iconic, mostly because it's Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, his like appearance, his whole attitude brings a real life to this role, don't you believe?
Yes, I do. Also, I feel like the last scene was also sad and emotional, but very considerate of Jack. It's very sad to see that Jack dies at the end of the scene, but it still shows that Leonardo DiCaprio was still a snack.
Still a snack.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio's best role was in the 2002 film Catch Me If You Can. At the time of this movie, the actor is 28, but he's portraying a 17-year-old boy, which just goes to show how youthful he is and how
timeless he can be. Yeah, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. He really develops that his charm in that movie that he sort of found in Romeo and Juliet. And just seeing the intelligence behind that beautiful, beautiful face.
I think that Maggie really makes a good point talking about how he doesn't really age that much and how he can really portray, at the age of 28, he can portray a 17-year-old without anyone being questioning of it or thinking he's weird. So I totally agree with Maggie that in Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio, the verdict is he is still a snack.
My favorite Leo movie is The Wolf of Wall Street. It was produced in 2013 and his age was 39. He is described as a different character than usual, as he is now this crazy wild character. Usually he's like more like modest in his films, but this one was a whole different side of him. And I read this article of him saying like why he was such a snack in The Wolf of Wall Street. And for example, it says, even though he gropes and humps flight attendants, and he also orders hookers more often than most people order takeout. However, this just shows more of a charismatic and cocky side than he usually has.
I really do agree with Mariah that he does things that are not the best, but it really shows that he's a diverse actor, that he has a range, that he can be unapologetically rich in attitude and he accepts his cocky side when he wants to. And he really is going from his like younger baby face era to a more mature icon on his way to The Revenant. So I'm going to say that the verdict is still a snack.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio is the hottest in The Wolf of Wall Street, because even though he was the oldest, he showed a different side than he usually does, and he showed more of a cocky and confident side that really drives people home.
Mariah, I really want to know, do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio today in the era of 2018 is still a snack?
I do.
Thank you. Maggie, your turn. Do you really think that Leonardo DiCaprio is still a snack? If so, describe.
I think his youthful appearance really contributes to his snackiness, and overall, today, I think he is still a snack.
Deisha, it's your turn. Do you believe that Leonardo DiCaprio remains a snack today?
As of now, I don't think he remains a snack anymore because he's lost his naiveness or youthfulness and doesn't include the young features of a gentleman now. I mean, his acting may be good, but I'm not sure about his... if he's still qualified to have the title of a snack.
Mariah, a rebuttal?
Deisha, who is your favorite snack?
Of the moment. Hesitation proves that you do think Leonardo DiCaprio is still the snackiest of them all. I'd like to come in and conclude that Leonardo DiCaprio's dedication to the environment and making this world a better place for tomorrow really makes him snack now more than ever, I think. He was definitely attractive as a youthful guy at like age 22, but now he like loves the environment, which is that much better. You know, it just contributes to like a snacky heart. This has been our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Gatorade, quench your thirst. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This has been Deisha, Maggie, Mariah, and Chloe.